Action. Okay, so we are picking up Erev Tov, Lil Shishi, Parashat Shemot. We are picking up from the bottom of Yud Bet Amud Bet. So I just want to point out about something that we learned yesterday, real quick before we continue. Yesterday we learned the Gemara of Kol HaOver Avera Umitbayesh Ba Mochalin Lo Kol Avonotav, right? And I told you the Meiri's Pshat, that Meiri holds that it's only for that specific Avera that you did. It doesn't make sense. It's not logical that you should get Mechilat Avonot for all your Avonot because you're Mitbayesh in one. And then some people jumped up and said, the Ritva! The Ritva argues. However, I'm a little bit disappointed that whoever decided to do that misrepresented the opinion of the Ritva.
He was the art school academic.
So I don't want to be Mekabel Lashon Hara, because whoever says that in the Ritva, it's Lashon Hara.
Really?
Yeah, why? Because the Ritva himself writes Mefurash. Listen to this. Okay, so...
It brings second source also.
Wonderful. But but the Ritva, it's not.
Not the Ritva.
Yeah. The Ritva writes over here on this Gemara of Kula Avera Avera Mitbayesh Ba. I'll read it to you. Katum, Forash, I'm making it up. Here. Here we go. Kol ha'osid davar umitbayesh bo mochalin lo al kol avonotav, perush, mochalin lo al oto avon. Al oto avon. Vechen al kol avonotav shemitbayesh bahem. Shehabusha olal lo letshuva. Which means the Ritva taking it the next logical step, and any other avira that you're mitbayesh, guess what? You'll get mechilat avonot also.
You want to call them up?
Read what they say, just real quick.
If you want to read yourself.
No, tikra, fast.
Ritva explains that this is meaning that he is forgiven for that sin as well as any other sin of which he is embarrassed.
Okay.
That's what he said.
Fine.
Okay.
But not, and the Meiri would agree to that also.
It's not worded very well.
No, it's worded excellent. That's a perfect translation of what the Ritva just said. Okay. The understanding, it was misunderstood.
Okay.
It was misunderstood. The Ritva is not saying, okay, a person is mechalel Shabbat. So now, be ashamed of your chilul Shabbat, and they'll be mochel you for any other avon you ever did. That doesn't make any sense. He says, be mitbayesh for that avon, you'll get mechila for that avon. Be mitbayesh on more avonot, guess what? You'll get mechila. Why? Because the Ritva says that the busha is instead of kaparat, is kaparat amonot. Understand? Fine. So the issue is not in me, or in the Ritva, or in the art scroll for that matter. Yeah, right. Okay, says the Gemara.
What happened to the...
Okay, so please note that and pass it on. Okay.
It's in the recording.
Okay,
the same. Don't we always say tshuva is when you regret and don't do it?
Yeah. But over here, the busha itself is pretty powerful. Okay, let's move on. So yesterday we started speaking about Yitziat Mitzrayim Balelot, Ad Shedirashah Ben Zoma. We're on the bottom of Yud Bet Amud Bet. Bezat Hashem, we're going to finish the perek and move on. Tanya, Gemara. Tanya Amar Lehem Ben Zoma L'Chachamim. So now, like we said, the Chachamim don't disagree with Ben Zoma about the obligation to be Maskir Tziat Mitzrayim Balelot. What's the only disagreement? How to learn the Pasuk. The Chachamim say, what? Yimechayecha Hayamim. Kol Yimechayecha Halelot. The Chachamim omrim, Yimechayecha Ha'olam Hazeh. Kol Yimechayecha Lehavi Limot HaMashiach. Tanya, Amar Lehem Ben Zoma L'Chachamim, Echim Maskirim Yitziat Mitzrayim Limot HaMashiach. Will we mention Yitziat Mitzrayim when HaMashiach comes? V'alo kvar ne'emar, this Pasuk Nirmiyah, Hinei Yamim Baim Neum Adonai, V'lo Yomru Od Chai Adonai Asher He'ailat B'nei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Ki Im Chai Adonai Asher He'aila, V'asher Hevi Et Zera Bet Yisrael Me'eretz Tzafona, V'chol HaAratzot Asher Yidachtim Sham. Which means what? What do we see that when Mashiach comes, what's going to happen to Yitziat Mitzrayim? History. Right? We're not talking about it anymore. That's what the Pasuk in the Navi says. Amru lo, lo she'te'aker Yitziat Mitzrayim im koma. This doesn't mean, the Chachamim answer, it doesn't mean that Yitziat Mitzrayim is going to be abolished or forgotten. Ela she'te'e she'abud malchuyot eikar ve'yitziat Mitzrayim tafel. When, what does Mashiach come to save us from? The galut that we're in now. So that's going to become the eikar, and the nisim over there are going to be so great that what's going to happen to Yitziat Mitzrayim, that's going to be tafel. Secondary. We find something similar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Yaakov Avinu. Lo yikare shimcha od Yaakov, ki im Yisrael yeshemecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you're not Yaakov anymore. What are you now? Yisrael. Lo sheyaker Yaakov mimkomo. It doesn't mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant to uproot Yaakov. How do we know? Because even afterwards, who called Yisrael Yaakov? Hashem himself. So it doesn't mean it's uprooted. Ela... Yisrael ikar v'Yaakov tafel. V'chein hu omer, there's another pasuk in Yeshaya, al tizkeru rishonot v'kadmoniot al titbonanu. What does that mean? Don't remember the beginning. Why? Don't remember the beginning? Because you're going to be so engrossed in the present, you're not going to be able to remember the beginning too well anymore. אל תזכרו ראשונות זה שיעבוד מלכויות וקדמוניות אל תתבוננו זו יציאת מצרים. The continuation of that פסוק, הנני עושה חדשה, אתה תשמח, תנה רב יוסף, זו מלחמת גוג ומגוג. I'm making something new now. I'm making something new for you to remember for all eternity. And what's that? The ניסים of גוג ומגוג. Yeah? משל למה הדבר דומה? What is this like? The fact that we're going to quote unquote forget יציאת מצרים. משל מה הדבר דומה לאדם שהיה מהלך בדרך ופגע בו זאב וניצל ממנו, והיה מספר בהולך מעשה זאב, פגע בו ארי וניצל ממנו, והיה מספר בהולך מעשה ארי, פגע בו נחש וניצל ממנו, שכח מעשה שניהם והיה מספר בהולך מעשה נחש. Which means every time a person is, you know, saved from something, so what do you speak most about? The most recent. That's what we're talking about. אף כך ישראל צרות אחרונות משכחות את הראשונות. The more recent צרות are משכח the older ones. Says רש"י הקדוש.
So what happened to Shema? Shema stays in place?
When?
Afterwards.
Well, according to Ben Zomano, according to Chachamim, yes. Now, says, yeah. Says רש"י הקדוש, לא שיעקר יעקב ממקומו, שהרי מצינו שקראו הקדוש ברוך הוא יעקב, אחר זאת בריתו למצרים שנאמר, ויאמר אלוהים לישראל, ויאמר יעקב יעקב, ויאמר הנני. So what do you see? הקדוש ברוך הוא himself called him יעקב. Okay, now, הנני עושה חדשה, בתר, אל תזכרו ראשונות כתיב, fine, ויתר. Says the Gemara, once... That what? Ben Zoma says there's no more הזכרת יציאת מצרים לימות המשיח. Okay. Says, and it says the Gemara, once we're on the topic of changing names, Avram hu Avraham. There's a pasuk in Devar Hayamim that says Avram is actually Avraham. Batachila na'asa av la'aram. In the beginning when Avram was still Avram, he was the father for what? For his place. Where did Avraham Avinu come from? Aram Naharaim. So he was the father of that. Ulbasof na'asa av lechol ha'olam kulo. Later when he became Avraham, what does that come to include? Everywhere. Sarai, he Sarah. Sarai is like what? Sari. Singular. She was, right, in her own place. But tachila na'aset Sarai le'umata, for her own nation. Ulbasof na'aset Sarah le'chol ha'olam kulo, for the entire. She was, what is Sarah? From what? A minister, right? Somebody, a princess of an important position. Okay, Sar. Okay, says Rashi HaKadosh. בתחילה אב לארם לאנשי מדינתו שמארץ ארם, ארם היה שנאמר בעבר הנהר ישבו אבותיכם ואומר אל ארם נהריים אל עיר נחור. Where is that present day? Where is Aram Naharaim? There's two Arams, by the way. There's Aram Naharaim and Aram Tzova. Where is Aram Naharaim? It's Mesopotamia, which is present day Iraq. And where is Aram Tzova?
Syria.
It's Sham, not Sham, it's Halab, it's Aleppo. Bekitzur, huh? Well, yeah. Now just sand. No, Bekitzur, Shem Yirachem. Tov, the Gemara says as follows. Tanei bar kapara, kol hakore le'Avraham, Avram, over ba'aseh. Anybody who calls Avraham Avinu, calls him by the name Avram, transgresses a positive Torah commandment. Shenemar, v'haya shimcha Avraham. No, because that's how it's written. Until that point. Yeah. Now, says the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Over Belav. Not only do you transgress a positive commandment, you transgress a negative commandment. Shneimar, Velo Yikare Od Chimcha Avram. So says the Gemara, why? Ela Me'ata Kore L'Sara, Sarai Hachinami. If a person calls Sarah Imenu, he calls her Sarai, do you get the same Isur? Says Gemara, no. Hatam kucha berichu amar le'Avraham, Sarai ishtecha lo tikra et shema Sarai, ki Sarah shema. Who said, don't call, Kadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, don't call your wife Sarai anymore, call her Sarah. Did Kadosh Baruch Hu command the world? No. About Avraham, Hashem wasn't talking to anybody specific. Hashem told him, "V'lo yikare od shimcha Avraham," meaning what? You will not be called by anyone. That's the point, huh? Yaakov didn't mean to be uprooted. It didn't mean to, as opposed, that's what we're saying. HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant to uproot Avram, meant to uproot Sarai. But Yaakov, Hashem didn't mean to uproot.
Does this apply only to Avram? Or you can't name your son Avram?
You can. No, it's talking about Avraham Avinu.
Himself.
Yeah, now. Now, says the Gemara, Ela me'ata kore li Yaakov. Yaakov, that was your question. Hachinami, are you also over? Shani hatam de'adar ahadre kra dichtiv. After HaKadosh Baruch Hu uprooted Yaakov, what did he do afterwards? He called him the same thing again. Ahadre kera dichtiv v'yomer Elohim l'Yisrael b'mar'ot ha'layla v'yomer Yaakov Yaakov, in the same pasuk, Yisrael and Yaakov. Mativ Rabbi Yosef bar Avin, v'item Rabbi Yosef bar Zevida, atahu Adonai ha'Elohim asher bacharta be'Avram. Right, we say this every morning. Ve'otzeto me'ur kasdim v'samta shemo Avraham. So what do you see over there? The pasuk himself, after, where's this pasuk in Nehemiah? The pasuk calls Avraham, Avram. So how is that? Says the Gemara, Amar le, hatam navihu deka misadir l'shivche derachamana mai dehava me'ikara. The Navi over there is doing what? Is praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do we say? Hashem, you took Avram out of Ur Kasdim, and later you changed his name to Avraham, and that's the Shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says Rashi HaKadosh, Av lekul ha'olam, av hamon goyim, Sarai, lashon yachid, mashma, Sarati, my minister, or ministress, no, minister, also for women. Mesadir shivchei de'meikara asher bacharta bo b'hiyot shemo Avram. Originally you chose Avram when his name was still Avram. V'samta shemo Avraham. And finally, what did you do? You changed his name to Avraham. Hadran alach me'ematai. Okay, finish the first perek, moving on to the next perek. First Mishnah. 8 o'clock. Thursday night, 8 o'clock. Now. Says the Mishnah.
What's the translation?
We shall return to you. Ya'aneh what?
Come back.
Chazara. That's the main point of Talmud Torah is Chazara.
107.5 years.
Huh? 107.5 years. No. Not 7.5 years. Okay, Vayter. Says the Gemara, no. Person was reading the Torah. Okay, soon the Gemara is going to talk about what exactly was he doing reading it. But let's say he was reading through the Torah. Parashat Shema Israel is where? Which parasha? Vayitchanan. And then he skips to V'hayayim Shama, which is in Parashat Ayekev, right? He's reading through the Torah, and whoops, Zman Kriyat Shema. Im kiven libo yatsa. If he had kavana for mitzvat Kriyat Shema, yotze. Ba'perakim. Now we're going to talk about another din, unrelated. Hifsekim, between, within Kriyat Shema u'birchoteha. Remember, in Birkot Kriyat Shema and Kriyat Shema, you can't just interrupt, right? We don't talk in shul. Now, the question is, there are certain situations where you must interrupt. How so? Says the Gemara, "Bapirakim" means in the middle of Kriyat Shema or the Brachot. Shoel mipnei hakavod umeshiv. You are allowed to ask Mashlomcha, which means greet somebody honorable, and reply to his greetings. Uvaemtza, and in the middle of a pirik of Kriyat Shema. Bapirakim. I'm sorry. Bapirakim is between the paragraphs. Sorry, between the paragraphs of Kriyat Shema uvirchoteha, you're allowed to greet somebody honorable, and reply to their greeting, uva'emtza, and in the smack in the middle of a perek of Kriyat Shema uvirchoteha, shu'el mipnei yir'ah umeshiv. You're allowed to greet someone that you are afraid of, and reply to his greeting. Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Huh?
When you said ba'emtza, it's even in the middle of the pasuk?
Yes, even in the middle of pasuk. Okay? We'll see soon when you do that, how do you continue? Do you go back to the beginning of the pasuk? Do you continue from that word? We'll see. It's a machloket Mishnah Berurah and Halacha Berurah. How do you like that? Okay? Says the Gemara. Says the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ba'emtza, in the middle of a paragraph, shoel mipnei ha'yir'ah, you're allowed to greet someone you're afraid of, umeshiv mipnei ha'kavod, and reply to a greeting of somebody honorable, uva perakim, and between the paragraphs, shoel mipnei ha'kavod, you're allowed to greet somebody honorable, okay? Umeshiv shalom lechol adam. And you're allowed to reply to whose greeting?
Anybody.
Elohen ben aprakim. Okay, we're going to see anytime, by the way, in Shas. Anytime you have machloket, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, halacha ke? Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara. Says the Mishnah. Elohen ben aprakim. What's considered between the paragraphs of Kriyat Shema. Ben Beracha Rishona L'Shnia. After Yotzer HaMeorot, before you start, Ahavat. Ben Shnia L'Shema. After HaBocher B'Amo Yisrael Be'Ahava and Shema. Ben Shema L'Vehayim Shamoa U'Vish'arecha and Vehaya. Ben Vehayim Shamoa L'Vayomer Kimei HaShamayim Al Ha'aretz before Vayomer. And Ben Vayomer Le'emet V'Yatziv. Okay? And Rabbi Yehuda Omer, the last thing you said, no. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ben Vayomer Le'emet V'Yatziv Lo Yafsik. You must be Somech Emet Teviyatziv. So that's not considered Ben Aprakim. That's called Be'emtza Perik. Amar Rabbi Yoshua Ben Korcha, Lama Kadema Parashat Shema Le'Vehayim Shamoa. Right? There's an order. Shema, Vehayim Shamoa, Vayomer. Why is that? Kedei Sheyikabel Alav Ol Malchut Shamayim Techila, Ve'achar Kach Mekabel Alav Ol Mitzvot. First you have to accept the yoke of heaven. First you have to accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu as your God. Once you accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu as your God, what's in Ve'ayayim Shamoa? Mitzvot. Then you have to do his mitzvot. But the logical progression is what? First, Hashem, you're my God. And then what? And then I'm ready to do your mitzvot. Ve'ayayim Shamoa le'vayomer. Why does Ve'ayayim Shamoa come before Ve'yomer? She've'ayayim Shamoa nuhayg ben bayom uven balayna. What's it talking about over there? In Ve'ayayim Shamoa? Nope. Which mitzvah predominantly in Ve'ayim Shamoa? Talmud Torah. Ve'agita bo yomam v'layla.
What's in Ve'ayim Shamoa? It's Talmud Torah.
ולמדתם אותם את בניכם לדבר בם. אוקיי? נאו. ושמתם את דברי אלה על לבבכם ועל נפשכם. ויומר אינו נוהג אלא ביום בלבד. מצוות ציצית is only when? Although there are other mitzvot in ויומר as well, which we spoke about yesterday. Six עניינים. What else is there? לא תטורו and all of these other things. But the only positive mitzvah. Well, there's also יציאת מצרים too. But the primary mitzvah ויומר is what? Oh, if I'm out, this tzitzit.
Okay, if I'm
mm-hmm. Although, yes, at the end of Parashat Tzitzit, what do we mention? Mitzrayim. And Yitziat Mitzrayim. And that's why we read it Yom Valayla, because it's Mitzvah Ta'aseh Min HaTorah. According to everyone, to be Mazkir Yitziat Mitzrayim, once during the day and once during the night. Yeah. But there's machloket had on the same. Let's see Rashi. Yeah. Zokt Rashi. Yeah. Says Rashi, "Haya kore b'Torah parashat kriyat Shema, v'igi azman ha'mikra zman kriyat Shema b'perakim ben ha'afsakot ulkaman mefaresh lud b'matnitin ben parasha rishona l'shniya ben shniya l'shma v'chule. Shoel mipnei hakavod, shoel b'shlom adam nichbad shraui leakdim lo shalom. Any honorable person, anybody that you're supposed to honor.
The third one.
What do you mean?
The third paragraph.
No. Anywhere that's ben ha'prakim according to the Bimei." Umeshiv shalom imikdimolo, which means that you reply to the honorable person. According to Rabbi Meir, once you told me that you can greet the honorable person, kalvachomer, what should you be able to do in the spot? No, not fear, but we're not talking about fear. Kalvachomer, what should you be able to do?
Respond.
So what's the chiddush? Umeshiv shalom. Okay, we just did that. Uvaemtza beemtza bracha wa parasha, in the middle of birkot kriyat shema or the parasha mipenei yira. Now pay attention. This is machloket rishonim how to understand this. Rashi says, what does mipenei yira mean? Adam shu yare mipanav shelo yehargehu. Fear him that what? They won't kill you. Like what? Like a king or like a bandit? Like somebody, you know?
You don't need to say that.
Huh?
You don't need to say that.
Why?
No. Pikuach nefesh, you can always do it.
No, there's not pikuach nefesh right now.
He's going to kill you.
I'm afraid.
Okay.
That doesn't mean he will.
That's pikuach. If I'm afraid, he might kill me. That's pikuach nefesh.
No, it's not pikuach nefesh. He doesn't have a gun to your head and say, if you don't say good morning to me, I'm going to shoot. It doesn't say that. It's a guy you don't want to start with. It's a guy you don't want to meet in a dark alley. Okay? Weiter. Except for the king. Because kings you should meet not even in a dark alley. There's a gemara before. Which daf? And what does the gemara say about kings? Kings. Run after them even if they are? Goyim. For what reason? Run after seeing kings, Gemara? Yefe meod! Yefe meod! Chazara! Adran anach me matai. Okay, weiter. Like Rav Chaim says, don't finish shas.
Know it.
Don't learn shas. Know shas. Weiter. So, right, that should be the new bumper sticker.
With a K.
Huh? What's with a K?
No,
right, yeah. Okay, weiter. Yeah, mipnei yira, aval mipnei kavod lo. But beemtza perik, according to Rabbi Meir, you can't. Rabbi Yehuda b'gemara mefarish pluktai, the Gemara is going to explain the machloket. Ben vayom lemet v'yatziv lo yafsik b'gemara mefarish ta'amai, we're going to see. V'ayayim shamo anuheg ben vayom uven b'layla demishta'e b'talmud Torah. The main mitzvah in Vayah in Shemua, the Torah speaking about, Talmud Torah, Dichtiv, ולמדתם אותם את בניכם. ויומר אינו נוהג אלא ביום, דמשתעי בססרית, שאינה נוהגת אלא ביום. Okay, so he says, דכתיב וריתם אותו, פרט לכסות לילה, that comes to exempt כסות לילה, clothing worn at night, which is another מחלוקת, רמב"ם בן ראש, which we are going to see soon, בעזרת השם, yeah. Okay, says the Gemara, yeah?
I mean, עכשיו later
it's going to
explain the reason, but what does it mean,
Lo'yasik,
over here?
Between Emet
speaking,
and
Lo'yasik?
Speaking Lo'yasik? No, nothing. It's considered Be'emtza Perik.
With speech or
Lo'yasik
even quietly?
No, quietly. Well, that's we're going to see that when we get to Halacha. Okay. Vayter. Says the Gemara Vayter. Yeah. We're going to get to it on Daf Yudalet. Ready, Avi? Says the Gemara. Shema Mina. From the fact that, what does the Mishnah say? If you're reading in the Sefer Torah, the Parashat Kriyat Shema, and the time comes, and you're Mechavin, you're Yotze. Mashma, that if you're not Mechavin, what's the halacha? You're not Yotze. Shema mina mitzvot tzirchot kavana. What do you see from here? There's a big machloket aposkim in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, all the way to Masechet Rosh Hashanah. And the Mishnah and the Gemara brings then Machloket Amuraim, Ravar, Bizera, and others, whether mitzvot tzirchot kavana or not, which happens to be Machloket Rishonim, how we paskin. But the Gemara says from our Mishnah it seems to lean towards which direction? Mitzvot tzirchot kavana, that you have to be Mechaven Libo. Says the Gemara, no. Mayim kiven libo for not a raya. Really, I would tell you, mitzvot enan tzirchot kavana. And it's not a raya. Mayim kiven libo. What does the Mishnah mean? Kiven libo likrot. Not the kavana for the mitzvah. He had kavana to read. Basic kavana just to read. Says Gemara, what are you talking about? Likrot. You're having kavana to read. Ve'akakare. You're reading. You're already reading. What do you mean he had kavana to read? Says Gemara, bekore lehagia. What were you doing beforehand? You're a sofer who's reading a sefer Torah to see if it's pasul. And therefore what? When you're reading it, you're not reading it in order to read. You're reading it in order to check. And now when the time comes, according to this Manda Amar of Mitzvot En Tzirchot Kavana, how is he going to understand the Mishnah? Then when the time comes, not only is he going to be reading to check, he's going to have Kavana to read. To read, not to fulfill the mitzvah.
How is it different than learning Torah on its own if you learn the parasha? You have to be a sofer versus being stam?
No, it doesn't have to be a sofer. But let's say you're reading through the sefer just to see if there's a mistake in it. Usually, in order to know that there's a mistake, it's, you know, that would be a sofer's job. But and you want to know if there's, in order to know, well, if it's missing a letter or an added letter, then even if you're not a sofer, you'd know that. But how do you know if a tzura ta'ot is pasul? How do you know if a certain shape of a letter, if it's a tzura psula, tzura kshira, you have to be certified, you have to be a sofer, you have to know the halachot. Yeah? That's in. Where do you learn the halachot for that? Mostly? Masechet Menachot, 4th perek. 6 years. Okay, 6 and a half. Vayter. So says the... Lama tzuchek? Okay, so it says like this. Okay, so... Hashem yishmerenu v'chayenu. Ve'ezat Hashem. Ad az. Tov. Now we have an incentive. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has an incentive to keep us alive for another 6 and a half years. Bili neder. Ve'ezat Hashem. Lo?
Let's not give up.
Huh? Okay, tov. It's not an insurance policy, but it helps. Okay, says the Gemara, says Rashi, Shema mina mitzvot tzirchot kavana, shemitkaven l'shem mitzvah, v'tikshele rabba, d'amar b'masech Rosh Hashanah daf kafchet, hatokea l'shir, yasa! So what do you see from here? Mitzvot tzirchot kavana. Says the Gemara, no, maybe mitzvot en tzirchot kavana. And what does kavana over here mean? Not kavanat ha-mitzvah, rather what? Kavanat kriya. כיוון לקרות, אבל לצאת ידי מצווה לא בעינן שיהיה מתכוון. אלא לקרות בתורה בעלמה. What is the כוונה, according to Manda Amar, מצוות אין צריכות כוונה? Just to read the words. One second. No, 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 bring a raya to mitzvot tzilchot kavana, but I knocked off the raya. So where are we back to? No.
If there is a proof that there is no proof.
There's a knockoff of an attempt.
That the man that says mitzvot tzilchot kavana is wrong.
No, that's wrong. That's not true.
That's what the Gemara said.
No, that's not what the Gemara said. No. The Gemara just rebuffed a proof that the Gemara tried to bring to mitzvot tzilchot kavana. Says the other mandamar, you don't have a proof. You say it's kavana la mitzvah. I say it's kavana la kriya. And everybody understands the Mishnah their own way. Zero proof, back to ground zero. That's it. Now, huh? Back to the drawing board, as they say.
Isn't Shema classified separately?
Like, oh, that's Amud Bet. Okay. Now, says Rashi, what's kiven likrot? Aval latzet yede mitzvah laba'inan she mitkaven ela likrot b'torah be'alma. What is the Gemara say? Hakakare. What do you mean to have kavanah to read your reading? Ha bekore ka'asik. Tana. Says Rashi, what is he doing? He's not having kavanah to read. He's like on autopilot. He's just, you know, blah, 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 moving. Now, Tosfot takes issue with Rashi's pshat. Says Tosfot, who cares? If you're the mandamal mitzvot in tzirchot kavanah, it doesn't matter that you're on autopilot. If you're reading,
you're reading.
Al ken nira bekore leagia sheino kore atevot ki inchatan vechinkudotan ela kichtivatan kare kede lehavin bechaserot viterot kemo letatfat umzuzat. There are different places in the Torah that different things are spelled, sometimes with a vav, sometimes without, and the Koren, the sofer, knows when it's supposed to be one with, one without. So when he's reading, how's he reading? Tatfat, totafat, mezuzat instead of mezuzot, which means if he's reading like that, that's not enough of a reading. V'im kiven libo lav davka ela klomar likrot kedin kinkudotan uchilchatan. Says Tosfos, Avi, what's pshat? According to Mandamal mitzvot, enan tzichot kavana. What does it mean according to Tosfot? Kiven likrot.
He's not reading it the right way.
He's not reading it the wrong way. He's reading it
the way it's supposed, way it was written.
No, that's regular. And what does it mean according to him? According to this Mandamal, kiven libo likrot totafot mezuzot, instead of yishagelna he'll read it yishkavenna v'chule v'chule. Okay, now weiter says Gemara weiter,
the way it's written is yishkavenna.
That's exactly the point. So when he's reading it as a sofer, he's reading Ishgalena. But when he's reading it as Kriyat Shema, he'll read it Ishkavina. Weiter. Zok de Gemara Tanu Rabbanan, Kriyat Shema Kichtava Divrei Rabbi. Says Rabbeinu HaKadosh, that Kriyat Shema must be read in Lashon HaKodesh, the way it's written in the Torah. V'chachamim omrim, b'chol Lashon, Kriyat Shema can be read in any language, as long as you understand it. Mai ta'amad Rabbi? Why does Rabbi say only Lashon HaKodesh? Amar Kra, Vehayu. It says Vehayu Adverim Ha'ele, right? What's Vehayu? Behavayatan Yehu has to be read in its form. What's its form? Lashon HaKodesh. V'Rabbanan Maita Amayu. Why did the Rabbanan say any language? Amar Kera Shema Bechol Lashon She'ata Shomea. Why does the Pasuk say Shema Bechol Lashon She'ata Shomea? Any language that you hear, any language that you understand. Ul Rabbi Nami HaKetiv Shema. According to Rabbi, it also says Shema. So what are you going to do with that? Ha'u Miva'ile Hashma leoznecha ma she'ata motze mipicha. Which means, according to Rabbeinu, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, what does the word Shema come to teach us? Not any language. It comes to teach us that you have to be Shomea. You must hear. It has to be audible. If you don't hear yourself when you say Kriyat Shema, according to Rabbeinu HaKadosh, lo yatzai dechovato. Now, V'Rabbanan Savrila, Keman de'amar lo yishmi al ozno yatza. And the Rabbanan, what do they hold about this halacha? They hold that b'di'avad, if you didn't hear the words coming out of your mouth by Kriyat Shema, what's the halacha?
Yatza.
Ul Rabbanan nami haketiv v'hayu. At the end of the day, the Rabbanan also have the word v'hayu in the Torah. V'hayu means as is, in its form. Lashon HaKodesh. So what are you going to do with that? Says the Gemara, ha'u miv'ailehu shelo yikra lemafreya. What does it mean in its form? It doesn't mean language. It's talking about order. It has to be read in order. You can't read Kriyat Shema out of order. Shema, v'ayayim shamoa, v'yomer. And even in those parashiyot, the psukim also have to be read in order. V'rabbi, shelo yikra lemafreya minale. How does Rabbi know this halacha of not reading out of order? Nafkale mid-devarim had-devarim. The Torah could have said, v'ayu devarim ele. Why does it say, v'ayu had-devarim ele? It's an extra hey to teach me what? In order. Okay, v'rabbanan, devarim had-devarim la-darshinu. Which means, the Rabbanan don't darshan, they don't expound on that extra he la darshe lememra. Now the Gemara says lememra de savar bi de chol haTorah kula bechol lashon neemra. Does this mean, now there's a few pshatim what this means, but according to Rashi, if Rabbeinu HaKadosh, according to Rabbi, Kriyat Shema may only be read in which language? Lashon HaKodesh. Now, if it can only be read in Lashon HaKodesh, what does that tell you about the other kriyot of the Torah? If he's making a point, which means, if Rabbi's makes it, no, Kriyat Shema, you have to do Lashon HaKodesh. What does that mean about reading the rest of the Torah?
Any language.
Does Rabbi really hold that, says the Gemara? Hare, This al kadatach bilshon hakodesh neimra. If you want to tell me that the Torah can be read in any language, only in lashon hakodesh, v'hayu dekatev rachmana lamali. If that's the case, why would the Torah have to say specifically v'hayu by Shema? If the rest of the Torah has to be read in lashon hakodesh, so why does the Torah say v'hayu by Shema? Lotov must be what? Must be v'hayu is only for Shema, and the rest of the Torah can be read b'chol lashon. Says the Gemara, itzrich. Nevertheless, really, Rebbe would say you have to read the rest of the Torah in lashon hakodesh too. So why does the Torah say specifically v'hayu by kret Shema? Mishum dichtiv Shema. Why? Because it says Shema, I might have thought Shema sounds like you could say it in any language. That's why you need the chidush of v'hayu. V'hayu tells you, Don't think that you have to do it specifically b'lashon hakodesh. Now, based on this, lememra, desavri rabbanan dechol haTorah kula b'lashon hakodesh neemra. According to this, does this mean that the chachamim say that the entire Torah must be read in lashon hakodesh? This al kadatach bechol lashon neemra. Shema dekatav rachamana lamali. Everyone would say, if the Rabbanan allow for reading the Torah in any language, the rest of the Torah in any language, why did the Torah have to say Shema to allow you to read Shema in any language? Must be the rest of the Torah must be read specifically in Lashon HaKodesh. Says the Gemara, no, not necessarily. According to the Chachamim, maybe the rest of the Torah can be read in other languages as well. So what do you need Shema by Kiryat Shema for? Itztrich mishum dichtiv v'hayu. Exactly the opposite. That what? I'm all v'hayu, only Lashon HaKodesh. That's why the Torah has to say what? Shema. Bechol lashon she'ata shomeya. Okay, weiter. Now, let's see Rashi for a second. Mechina, you just...
It's okay. I'm going to have the bruises to prove I finish
up. Yeah. Maybe just my stress ball. Anyway, bekit mechina. Okay, so he says like this. So, says Rashi. No, it's a punching bag. Bachur yakarli. So he says like this. To. You come home every night, you tell your wife you learn. So you're going to come home all beat up. And stuff. Where you been? Okay, so. Says Rashi, Kichtavah bilshon hakodesh. Mid devarim had devarim. Who said that, Rasha? Rebbe. Da'aval lil mikhtav, ve'ayu ha-devarim ha'elle, le-midrash. She'ikra devarim kesidran, ve'lo mafreya kegon, v'sha'arecha, betecha, mezuzot. Fine. You can't read the psukim backwards or out of order or whatever. It's the same thing. Backwards, out of order, they're all no good. You have to read it how? Straight.
Probably reading a translation.
Chakeh, mami. Lema kasava rabbi, מדאיץ צריך לקרא לקריאת שמה שתי ככתבה סבירה בשאר כל התורה בכל לשון נאמרה נקרות. What does that mean? The rest of the Torah, reading the Torah, משום דכתיב שמה דלא תדרור שמה בכל לשון שאתה שומע כרבנן. Okay, let's see Tosfot for a second. Says Tosfot, וחכמים אומרים בכל לשון. You see that Tosfot? אומר הרי דהלכה כחכמים. דהלכה כרבי מחברו ולא מחבריו. Although, רבנו הקדוש, you see how much חשיבות we gave to Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi? How do we call... How do we call Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi throughout Shas? Either Rabbi. Why? He's Rabbi Shel Kol Am Yisrael. Or Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Why is he called Rabbeinu HaKadosh? Why is he called Kadosh? The Gemara says in Masechet Nedarim, Dewa? He never stuck his hands below his belt in his life. Anyway, Bekitzur, Ze Kedusha? None of that. Huh? So probably above, and he used some sort of beged or something like that. Bekitzur, aval mikol makom. Although in general, anytime Rebbe argues on anyone in Shas, halacha kmoto. But that's only one other person. Over here it's chachamim. Therefore halacha kedat chachamim. Says Rebbe Akiva. Now, ve'od derabanan tzviraru keman de'amal lo yishmiya le'ozno yatzah ve'kavte paskin le'kaman. What else did we say about Rebbe holds that if you didn't hear what you said by kriyat shema, what's the halacha? Lo yatzah. The Rabbanan say yatzah. We hold halacha lema'aseh later. The Gemara says what? What's the halacha? Yatzah. So what do you see from all of this? Says Tosfot halacha kedat chachamim. The kriyat shema can be said in any language. Says the next Tosfot. Bilshon hakodesh ne'emra piresh Rashi perek sheni demegila likrot b'Torah. What does it mean that you can say the rest of the Torah in lashon hakodesh or other language? What do you mean say the rest? We're talking about says Rashi in Megillah kriyat haTorah. which means you get up on Shabbat, according to the Chachamim, if you want to get up on Shabbat and read Parashat Shemot. And these were the names of the children of Israel who came down to Egypt. Jacob and his sons, each man and his family came, right? So if you want to do that, and you want to read through the Parashat like that, what's the halacha? According to the Chachamim, ma? Yetza. Huh?
And we all like him?
Yeah. Now, says the... It sounds a little weird, but manasot. Vela nehira, says Tosfot, I don't understand. Da Ezra tiken kriyat haTorah, umikame da'at Ezra vehayu lamali. Where do we learn this? Vehayu, right? Who made kriyat haTorah on Shabbatot and during the week? Ezra, right? Ezra Sofer was much later. So vehayu, that comes to tell me that I can say the rest. No, it only comes to tell me not like the rest of the Torah. Hey, the rest of the Torah wasn't mitukan to be read yet. Mincha, Shabbat Mincha. Shabbat Mincha. No, that was different minhag. Moshe Rabbeinu was mitaken Shabbat Mincha. Now, says Tosfos,
v'yesh lomar,
yafeh, says Tosfos, ten lo ledaber, v'yesh lomar demayre beparashiyot hamechuyavin likrot deoraita, kemo parashat Zachor. The Rosh adds in not only Zachor, what else?
Para.
Iname, there are other portions of the Torah that have to be read. When? Iname, mikra bikurim, when you bring bikurim, you have to read the parasha of Arami Oved Avi. Vidui Ma'aser, when you bring Ma'aser Sheni also, uParashat Chalitza, Parashat Sota is not read, it's erased. It's written and erased. To her. Yeah, but that can be said B'chol Lashon. וparashat חליצה, parashat חליצה שמצווה בתורה, and also the חליצה מאין יבמי להקים לאחיו שם ישראל לא אבא יבמי. And what does the יבם have to say? Three words in לשון הקודש. That's it. What? לא חפצתי לקחתה. Okay? And then has to be said specifically what? לשון הקודש, ופרשת חליצה שמצווה בתורה לקרותן, אף על פי כן בכל לשון נאמרה בסיני, שכל דיבור בדיבור שהיה יוצא מפי הקדוש ברוך הוא, המתחלק לשבעים לשון, everything else, fine. בקיצור, what do you see from here? There are קריאות התורה, according to this, this is Tosfot, is the יסוד for מרן השולחן ערוך, פסקינס, and סימן קוף מבב, and also in סימן תף קוף פה, the קריאת פרשת זכור and פרשת פרה, are the oiraise, based on this Tosfot. Weiter, yeah. Oh, wow, we don't have a lot of time. We gotta move, okay? Avi, don't let me... Yeah, we gotta move. Tenu Rabbanan. Yeah, Vayter says the Gemara. Tenu Rabbanan, two lines from the bottom. Tenu Rabbanan vayu shelo yikra lemafrea had devarim al levavecha. What does that mean? Yachol te kol haparasha tzricha kavana. I might think that the entire parasha needs kavana. Talmud lomar ha'eli. Ad kan tzricha kavana. Mikan va'elach in tzricha kavana. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. When's ad kan? Until. Al levavecha. I would have thought the entire first parasha of Kriyat Shema until Uvisharecha needs kavana. That's why it says ve'ayu advarim ha'ele ad kan, which means only until al levavecha. Okay, needs kavana. That's Rabbi Eliezer.
Reading Maferet to do with kavana.
No, it's a different drasha. Different drasha. Weiter. Rabbi Akiva. Amar le Rabbi Akiva. Hare Omer. Asher Anochi Mitzavecha Hayom Al Levavecha. What does that mean? Mikan Atalamed. Shekol HaParasha Kula Tzricha Kavana. Rabbi Akiva derives from that pasuk that what requires kavana not only until Al Levavecha, but until when? Uvisharecha, the entire first parasha. Amar Abba Bar Barchana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Ki Rabbi Akiva. Not like Rabbi Eliezer. And which portion of Kriyat Shema requires Kavana? The first parasha. The entire first parasha. Now remember, parasha over here means what? How many parashiyot are there in Kriyat Shema?
Three.
Shema, Vayayim, Shema, Vayomer. Vayter.
Why
would
you only need Kavana for the first pasuk? Yeah, that's wrong.
Okay, so now, have I ever left you hanging?
Maybe I got it wrong.
Okay, Vayter. So he says, Rabba Bar Bar Chana Amar, Biyochanan, okay, fine. Ikadimat nin la aha, detanya, some say this din of Halacha Rabbi Akiva on the next baraita. Hakoret shema tzarich sheichaven et libo. Rabbi Acha mishum Rabbi Yehuda omer, kivan shekiven libo baperek rishon, shuv eno tzarich. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Rabbi Acha. Sheamar mishum Rabbi Yehuda, which means that what? Same idea, whether it's Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Acha, the main thing is that Rabba Bar Bar Chana is saying Halacha lema'aseh is what? Is the first parasha. First parasha. First parasha. Now, wait. No. Something else. Tanya idach vehayu. There's another baraita, an opposing baraita. Vehayu shelo yikra lemafrea. You can't read it backwards. Al levavecha, Rabbi Zutra omer, ad kan mitzvat kavana. Mikan vaelach mitzvat kriya. Until al levavecha is what? the mitzvah of kavana, and from now on is the mitzvah of only reading. Reading means what? Reading without kavana. So Rabbi Zutra holds like whom? Like Rabbi Eliezer said before, just until Alev Avecha. Rabbi Yoshia Omer, Ad kan mitzvat kriya, mikan va'elach mitzvat kavana. Rabbi Yoshia says the opposite. Until Alev Avecha is what?
Kriya.
Mitzvat kriya. And from there and on, for the rest of Kriyat Shema is what? Is mitzvat kavana. Okay?
When did we say this whole Kavanah issue by Shema? We said we weren't sure, we didn't have a riot either way.
That's mitzvot tzrichot Kavanah. But basically, just for the basic Kavanah of Kriyat Shema, which we're going to say, the poskim bring down that for the minimum amount of Kriyat Shema that you have to have Kavanah, whatever that Kavanah is, and wherever you have to have it, even the Man De'amar mitzvot in tzrichot Kavanah agrees that you need to have it. Now, let's see. Ma'ishna mikan va'elach mitzvat kriya dichtiv. Why from here and on is it mitzvat kriya dichtiv? Ledaber bam, which means what? To speak in them. Mitzvat kriya. Hachanami haketiv v'dibarta bam. In the first parasha, what does it say? Also v'dibarta bam. So why wouldn't you have to have kriya over there? Hachikamar ad kan mitzvat kavana v'kriya. According to the Bizutra, what does it mean? It doesn't mean kavana without kriya. What does it mean? The first parasha is what? Kavana, kriya with kavana. Mikan va'elach, kriya below kavana. The second parasha is going to be what? Kriya without kavana. Umayishna ad kan mitzvat kavana ukriya dichtiv al levavecha. Who told you that in the first parasha you need kriya and kavana? Al levavecha means pay attention, your heart. V'dibartabam. It says al levavecha v'dibartabam. Hatamna mehaketiv al levavchem lidaber bam. Where does it say that? In the second parasha as well, so maybe you need kriya and kavana as well. Says the Gemara, "How miva'ilelech d'Rabbi Yitzchak de'amar v'samtem d'vray ele tzricha shetehe sima kineged halev." This pasuk in the second pirik, in the second parasha of Kriyat Shema, is not talking about kavana by Kriyat Shema. It's talking about simat hatefillin that it just spoke about neged halev. But that's only according to that man de'amar. Now the Gemara, that's all according to Rabbi Zutra. But Rabbi Yoshia said it's the opposite. Rabbi Zutra said first parasha kriya and kavana, second parasha only kriya. Rabbi Yoshia said the opposite. Rabbi Yoshia said what? First parasha only kriya, second parasha kriya v'chavana. How'd you get that? Says the Gemara. Amar mor, Rabbi Yoshia omer ad kan mitzvat kriya, mikan va'elach mitzvat kavana. Ma'ishna mikan va'elach mitzvat kavana. Why do you get mitzvat kavana the second paragraph? Mishum dichtiv al levavchem. Hachana mikhtiv al levavecha. In the first perek, what does it say? Al levavecha as well. Hachika amar ad kan mitzvat kriya vechavana. Mikan va'elach kavana belo kriya. Which means the maskanat Gemara, according to Rabbi Yoshia, the first perek is what? Kriya and kavana. The second paragraph is what? Only kavana. Only kavana, which means what? According to the Bioshia, what? Just your eyes. Second perek, just your eyes. Now, that's all you need. Umayishna ad kan mitzvat kriya v'chavana. Who told you the first perek is kriya and kavana? Dichtiv alev avecha v'dibarta bam. Hatamna me'aketiv alev avchem ledaber bam. In the second perek, it also says alev avchem ledaber bam. Ha'u bedivre Torah ketiv. That's referring to what? Divrei Torah, not mitzvat kriyat shema. V'achi ka'amar rachamana, agmiru b'naichu Torah, ki hechi deligar suba. Which means teach your children Torah so that they should speak b'divrei Torah. But really, is this, according to Rabbi Yoshia, is the second paragraph of kriyat shema speaking about mitzvat kriyat shema? No. What's it speaking about? Mitzvat Talmud Torah. Now, let's see.
Where did you get this idea that you can be mitzvah just thinking? Is there any other mitzvah that you can be mitzvah by thinking without saying?
Yeah, mitzvat ahavat Hashem, mitzvat. There is an aspect of reading Kriyat Shema, but he says that ends where? That's it. He also agrees that there's an element of reading Kriyat Shema, but he says ad kana kafa alif only by ubisharicha. Second paragraph not. Vaiter says yeah. Says tois. Says Rashi. Sorry. Oh, you know what? Let's do one more. Okay. Tanur Rabbanan. שמע ישראל, אדוני אלוהינו, אדוני אחד. עד כאן צריכה כוונת הלב, דברי רבי מאיר. אמר רבא, הלכה כרבי מאיר. We have another opinion here from Rabbi Meir who says, where does kavanah stop in Kriyat Shema? Not stop, but where may you stop having kavanah in Kriyat Shema? After the first pasuk. Now there's machlok taposkim, we're going to see soon. Does that extend to Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuto as well? But afterwards, and what does Rava say? Halacha k'Rabbi Meir. Says Tosfot for a second. If you look at Tosfot, Amar Rava, Halacha k'Rabbi Meir, v'hachi ilcheta. This is the halacha. The kaimelan k'Rava du batra'a. Although Rava said before Halacha is k'Rabbi Akiva, who said the whole first parasha, we hold like Rava, who is later, and Rava says Halacha k'Rabbi Meir. Therefore, lahalacha, what is the Gemara saying? What's the only thing that requires kavanah by Kriyat Shema? Shema Yisrael, and possibly Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuto. Now, watch, which means that for the rest of Kriyat Shema, you can daydream. Now, it's a mitzvah.
Minhag is to stretch out the.
Oh no, that's a different. That's a different reason. That's not why. It one has nothing to do with the other. We'll see Rashi. Huh? Parashat Shema is in Vayit Hanan, Parashat Vehaya is in Parashat Ekev, and Parashat Tzitzit, Parashat Vayomer is in Shelach, which is in Bamidbar. It's before them. Because that's we only put it at the end. Vayomer is not part of mitzvat Kriyat Shema. Vayomer is part of mitzvat. Well, yes, but which mitzvah verb when we verbalize parashat Vayomer, which mitzvah do we get? No, you get mitzvah tzitzit by wearing tzitzit. No, but again, question: which mitzvah do you get by verbalizing parashat tzitzit? Mitzvat zechirat yesiat mitzrayim. Okay, now as follows says Rashi. Yeah. Ika dematni lahad rabba barchana beperek rishon kol parashat shema adkan mitzvot kavana adkan mitzvat kavana kula mifarish la beazil. The Gemara is going to explain. Amar Rabbi Yoshiya adkan perek rishon mitzvat kavana kasal kadatach tekavana blo kriya. Originally the Gemara thought, what about Rabbi Yoshiya? The Gemara thought only kavana without reading. Mikan va'elach parashat v'ayayim shamoa shetei sima kineged alev. That what? Deha v'samtem dichtiv. Hold on, mechila. Pause it for a second. Mikra. I must answer. Mechila. Pause it.
Uh-huh.
We don't see
for Zechir Tzemitzvah, correct?
Yeah.
Right?
No, we don't
see.
What?
You just said right now, we learn how to teach from Zechir
Tzemitzvah. No.
In the parasha of Tzitzit, you have the mitzvah of Zechir Tzemitzvah.
Yeah. Vayter. Okay. Now, says Rashi Vayter, sorry, those are the only phone call I'll ever take from a shir is an emergency for my wife and the mikvah. So, that's it. Anyway, Bekitzer, on call, Manasa. So, It's played. Okay, says Rashi, yeah? Shtei sima kenegda lev, dea v'samtem dechtiv, lav bekriya v'chavana aire. Ele besima tefilin shel yad, shiye sham ota, al gova shel yad, kenegda lev, al kiboret azroa, bardun, which is the bicep. That's where it's supposed to be. Hahu bedivere Torah ketiv, kedemuchach kera, v'limatem otam et b'nechem Rashi, ad kan pasuk rishon levado. Vayter says the Gemara, yeah. Vayter says the Gemara, yeah. Tanura banan. Ready? Tanura banan. Where are we, Avi? Tanya, Sumchus Omer. Sumchus was a Talmid of Rabbi Meir Ba'al Anes. He was such a close Talmid that he's buried right next to him. So, in Me'arat, Rabbi Meir Ba'al Anes, which is where? Tveria. Tonight's a very special night. Not only in Tveria, but everywhere. It's the Yartzeit of the Rambam. Tonight's the Yartzeit, Kaf Betevet. So, Bezat Hashem, we're going to delve in a Shita tonight, Bezat Hashem, Nichvodo. That's what he would love. And it's also the Yartzeit tonight of the Abir Yaakov. Hagon Rabbeinu Yaakov b'Chaserah, Zichr Tzadik v'Kadosh Livracha. Huh? Tonight. Kach b'Tevet. Now it's 20. The 19's over. Kiss 19 goodbye. So now he says like this. Now, 19 is also a very special day. Thank you. So, anyway, Bekitzer, so the art sets are better though. Anyway, so he says like this. So, Tanya, Sumchus Omer, Kol HaMa'arich Be'echad, Ma'arichim Lo Yamav U'Shnotav. Anybody who elongates the word Echad in Kriyat Shema will have his days and years lengthened. Amar Avachabar Yaakov Uvdalit. Where are we supposed to be elongating by Echad? Specifically, where? By the Dalit. Amar Ravashe, Ubilvat Shelo Yachtof Bachet. Just, even though you're elongating the Dalit, don't kidnap the chit. What does that mean?
Russian.
Which means don't say it normally. Okay? Rabbi Yirmiya, hava yativ ka... Huh? יפה מאוד, חכה, wait until we get to Maran. זה צריך לדעת, כללי הדקדוק and ביטוי האותיות. You have to know how to say the אותיות. להגיד את התפילה כמו בן אדם. Let's see. רבי ירמיה, הווה כיתיב. הווה יתיב כמד רבי חייה בר אבא. חזיה, דאבה מעריך טובה. רבי ירמיה was sitting before רבי חייה בר אבא. And he saw that he was doing אחד too long. Too long. How long is too long? Says the Gemara, אמר לי, כיוון דאמליכתה למעלה ולמטה ולארבע רוחות השמיים, תולה צריכת. As long as you elongated the דלת enough to think that הקדוש ברוך הוא is מלך, העולם, up, the upper realms, the lower realms, and four רוחות העולם, cut, that's it. Only that long to have that כוונה, ולא יותר. Okay? Okay, בסדר, but not more than that. Not too long. Now, יחיד ומיוחד, היה א' איזה יחיד ומיוחד, ח' השולט בזין רקיעים ובארץ, עובדה לתרוחות העולם, למעלה ולמטה. No, that's לחתחילה. Okay, says Rashi, huh? Okay, if they have other כוונות, בסדר. Maybe Kabbalah disagrees. Says Rashi, yeah. I'm sorry. Uvdalet velo bechet de kol kama de lo de amar ach belo dalet la mishtama mide uma betza be'arachato, which means if you go echa, you didn't say the word yet, so what are you lengthening? It says you have to lengthen echad. If you just said ech, what does the word echa mean? That's echa with echaf. It means garnished, megarnished. Aval bedalet yarich ad keshiur she'asenu belibo yachid b'shamayim uva'aretz ularba ruchotea k'demfaresh lekaman ubilvad shelo yachtof b'chet b'shvil arichut adalet lo yimaher b'kriyata shelo yikra'enna b'chataf b'lo patach ve'en ze kelum dam lichteh lema'ala she'erach ta shiur she'tachshov belibbecha Hashem echad b'shamayim uva'aretz v'dalet ruchotea. Vaiter says the Gemara, yeah, tanu rabbanan. Yeah, I'm sorry. Amar of Natan, Bar Mor Ukva, Amar of Yuda, Ale Levavecha, Ba'amida. What does that mean? What does it sound like? Stand up when you say Shema. The Gemara had some pretty choice teachings about a person who stands up for Kriyat Shema, right? Either Avaryan, Chayav Mita, right? Not so pretty, right? So what does it mean, Ba'amida? Amida means, it can mean stand, but it can also mean what? Halt. Stop. Meaning what? Whereas, even though Bet Shamayis, Bet Hillel says, "Ublechtecha v'derech, afilu b'derech," until al levavecha, what do you have to do? Stop. Ya'aneh what? Don't walk until after al levavecha. Weiter. So he says what? Al levavecha salkadait, salkada atach. Do you really think there? Ela ema ad al levavecha ba'amida. Where do you have to stop until? Not the words, just stop for the words alevavecha until alevavecha. Mikan va'elach lo. From here and on, you don't need to. Rabbi Yochanan amar kol haparasha kula ba'amida. Rabbi Yochanan says you have to stop even when you're walking, and you could be saying it according to Bet Hillel. Where do you have to stop for? Stop moving until uvisharicha. Ve'azdar Rabbi Yochanan le'tamid amar Rabbi Bar Barchana amar Rabbi Yochanan halacha k'Rabbi Acha she'amar mishum Rabbi Yehuda. But we hold what? We don't hold like that. We hold where's the kavanah until? Where do you have to have kavanah until? So over here, and Tosfot points out actually only the first pasuk. So it comes out. Tosfot writes over here without. It's a longer Tosfot, so I'm just going to tell it to you outside. When the Gemara says that you have to be, where's ad levavecha? Ve'avta et Adonai Elohecha b'chol levavecha v'chol nefshecha v'chol me'udecha v'yehud v'nei ma'ele Hashem uchel tzavachayim al levavecha, which means not the entire first parasha. Rather what? Rather only until al levavecha. But if the Gemara is saying that the whole reason why do I have to, if I'm walking and saying Shema, why do I have to stop? For Kavanah. But Lehalacha, what did the Gemara pask in? Where do I have to have Kavanah? So according to this, Lemaskanat Gemara, where do I have to stop? Only by Shema and Baruch Shem. Vayter. Says the Gemara. Okay? Now, Vayter.
No, Shema, you have to say when you stop.
Shema needs more Kavanah than the rest of Kriyat Shema. Says
Lehalacha, though, you let us say the rest while you're walking, right?
Yes. Yeah. Bet Hillel. אתה חולק על בית הלל? No, not a good thing. Okay, bye. So now, it says like this.
So you can't be mahmil, let's say you're walking, and now you stop.
That's fine, as long as you don't lay down during the night or stand up during the day. That's fine. Okay. You want to sit down? It's also fine. Now, as follows. Says the Gemara, Tanura Banan, Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Zo Kriyat Shema Shel Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi's Kriyat Shema consisted of one pasuk. Only Shema. And Baruch Shem. Why is that? Says the Gemara, the Rashi explains that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi began his shiur to the Talmidim in the morning before Zman Kriyat Shema, and he didn't want to stop the shiur for reading the entire Kriyat Shema, and therefore when the Zman Kriyat Shema came in the middle of the shiur, what did he do? Just said the first pasuk, v'zeu. That was his Kriyat Shema for the day. Now says the Gemara, really? Amar le Rav le Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya was Rav's uncle, and he was the chief disciple of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. La chazin ale le Rabbi demkabel ale malchut shamayim. He says, one second. If he's just saying Shema, you don't see Rabbi. Does Rabbi not mekabel ol malchut shamayim? How does that work? Amar le bar pachte ben chachamim ben gdolim b'sha'a shema'avir yadav al panav mekabel ol malchut shamayim. Okay, which means Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi didn't just say kriyat Shema, just the pasuk. He actually covered his face in the middle of the shiur for a moment, and when he did that, as he was saying Parashat Shema Yisrael, what else was he doing? Mekabel ol malchut shamayim. Now the Gemara is machloket. After the shiur, would he finish the rest of Kriyat Shema or not? Chozer ve'gomra.
How does it help?
No, but when he's doing that, he's having kavanah for kavanat ol malchut shamayim. That's what the Gemara understands.
Didn't we say ben atpakim you can't?
What?
Didn't we say ben atpakim?
That what?
You can't stop.
This was Rebbe's Kriyat Shema, period. The Gemara says.
But no matter what, it's ben atpakim, regardless.
It's not ben atpakim. No brikot Kriyat Shema, no klum. Talmud Torah was ikar for Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, so much so that even when Zman Kriyat Shema came, what did he do? Forget about Birkot Kriyat Shema. Even in Kriyat Shema, the only thing he did was the first pasuk. That's it.
But what I'm saying is, when he continued and he said, "Ayah," and the rest of it, it's not Kriyat Shema.
Did he? Did he?
No. According to Zman Dama.
Let's see. There's machloket in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, "Chozer veGomra, or eno Chozer veGomra." Did he finish Kriyat Shema afterwards or not? Bar Kapara Omer, eno Chozer veGomra. Bar Kapara, another Talmid of Rabbi said he didn't finish. Rabbi Shimon b'Rabbi Omer, Chozer v'Gomra. He did finish. Amar le Bar Kapara le Rabbi Shimon b'Rabbi, Bishlam le Didi Damina, Eno Chozer v'Gomra, Haynu d'Mehader, Rabbi Ashma'ata, Did b'Yitziat Mitzrayim. I understand. Every single day, says the Gemara, Rabbeinu HaKadosh would look for a sugiya in the Gemara, in Shas, in Poskim, that spoke about Yitziat Mitzrayim. Why? It makes sense, as Bar Kapara, if you say like me that he didn't finish Kriyat Shema later, why is he looking for a sugiya that mentions Yetziat Mitzrayim? So you could be Yotzeh that mitzvah. Ela ledidach de'amar t'chozer ve'gomra, lama le'adure? According to you that he finished Kriyat Shema later, why did he have to look for every day for a sugiya that has Yetziat Mitzrayim? Says the Gemara, kede le'azkir Yetziat Mitzrayim bizmana. He wanted to be Mazkir Siyat Mitzrayim at the proper time, and by the time he finished the shiur, what would be? The time would pass. Amar Bi'ila Bered Rav Shmuel Bar Marta Mishme Derav. Okay. Amar Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad V'ne'enas B'Shena Yatza. If all you said was Shema Yisrael and then you fell asleep, you Yotze. However, then the Gemara says, Amar Le Rav Nachman Le Daru Abde. There's a story. Rav Nachman had an Eved. His name was Daru. Bipsuka kama tzaran tefe. Tzaran tefe la tzaran. If you see me dozing off during Kriyat Shema, he says, torture me to stay awake only during the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema. Which means even if you need to beat me, do that in order to keep me awake, but only for what? Only for the first pasuk. If you see me dozing off during the rest of Kriyat Shema, what did he say? Let me doze. Absolutely not. We're talking about mitzvahs here. Okay, weiter.
What about Rabbi Shmuel?
Shnia. Says the Gemara. Yeah. Okay, says the Gemara, Amar le Rav Yosef, le Rav Yosef bered Rabba, Avuch, your father, Hechia ve'avid, what would he do with regards to this? Amar le bipsuka kama hava kam tza'ir nafshe, tfe la vam tza'ir nafshe. Like we said before from Rav Nachman. Amar Rav Yosef, another thing about Kriyat Shema. Amar Rav Yosef, perakdan lo yikra Kriyat Shema. You're not allowed to read Kriyat Shema, perakdan. What does that mean? Lying on your back, lying flat on your back, you can't read Kriyat Shema. Why? Because it's derech ga'ava. Now he says, mikrahu dela likre ha-migna shapir dame. You can't read Kriyat Shema lying flat on your back, but you're allowed to sleep like that. V'har b'Yoshua ben Levi lait aman degame ha-parkid, which means the Gemara says that forget about Kriyat Shema. Even falling asleep like that, Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi cursed anybody who sleeps flat on his back. Says the Gemara, there's a few different reasons among the Rishonim why that is. Says the Gemara, Amre migna ki matzlei shapir damin. If you're lying, going to sleep, if you're lying down flat on your back, a little tilted to the side, that's enough for sleeping. Mikra afal gav de matzlei name asur. But for Kriyat Shema, if you're flat on your back and only a little bit tilted, that's not enough. For Kriyat Shema, what do you have to be? Fully on your side. Rabbi Yochanan matzle vekare. Rabbi Yochanan would only be slightly turned to his side when he read Kriyat Shema. Says the Gemara, Shani Rabbi Yochanan deba'al basar hava. Rabbi Yochanan was very heavy, and for that reason he could not lie completely on his side, and therefore, since he couldn't do it any other way, it was mutar for him. Let's see Rashi. Yeah. Huh? Maybe they took a break for a second in the middle. It doesn't say what they did. Now, says Rashi, yeah. Ba'amida. What does amida mean? אפילו לבית הלל דאמרי, עוסקים במלאכתם וקוראים מהלכין וקוראים, מודים הם שצריך לעמוד במקום אחד עד המקרה הזה, לפי שעד כאן מצוות כוונה. Even בית הלל says you got to stop. לחזין את המקבל עליהם מלכות שמיים, שהיה שונה לתלמידם מקודם זמן קריאת שמה, וכשהגיע הזמן לא ראיתיו מפסיק, חוזר וגומרה, לאחר שעמדו התלמידים. דהקה מהדר, לשנות לתלמידים בכל יום שמעתה, Deed by Yitziat Mitzrayim, you always look for one of those sugiyot. Bimkom parashat tzitzit ve'emet ve'yatziv. You wouldn't say parashat tzitzit ve'emet ve'yatziv. Bizmana bizman kriyat shema. Bipsuka kama tza'aran. Imre itani menamnem tza'areni ad she'ena'er yafe. Bepasuk rishon. Which means if you see me dozing off, for the first pasuk of kriyat shema, what should you do to me? Shake me hard. Okay? Prakdan shochev al gabo ufanav lemaala. Lait aman degane aparkid. He would curse anybody who sleeps flat on his back. Why is that? According to Rashi, Shem yitkashe evaro betoch shenato v'nir'a l'rabim v'u derech genai. Because sometimes a person in his sleep will get an erection, and as a result, if a person's lying flat on his back, it's noticeable to other people, and it's going to be a very big, you know, busha for the person. That's why, according to Rashi, he understands this. Why? That's why you have to lie on your side. Other poskim understand this gemara. Why not lie on your side? Because it causes... It's something that causes the zera to come out more freely. Okay? Anyway, that's the halacha.
Stomach is also a problem, right?
Huh? Stomach is also a problem for the same reason. Now, Vayter. According to the Shulchan Aruch says you can't lie flat on your stomach. You can't lie flat on your side, flat on your back. Yeah, but there's machloket. Machloket. What does it mean? Now, Vayter. Huh? By Shema, we're talking about sleeping. Now, migna lishan ki matzle shapir dame kshu mote al tzido meat shapir dame. Aval mikre kriyat Shema afilu matzle nami asur shemkabel alav malchut shamayim derech serara v'gava. Okay, weiter. Now, let's see some halacha. Wow, we really don't have time. We got to run through this really quick. Really quick.
Which side, right or left?
Preferably, first half of the night, left. After chatzot, right. If you can't do that even in the beginning of the night, lehalacha, sleeping on your right side is fine. Weiter.
Only men.
None of the ta'amim apply to women. Weiter. But good luck if you're pregnant. Okay, now. So, now like this. Vayter. Says the Rambam. Okay? There's going to be a lot of chidushim today. This is not yet the Mishmar Shir, but this is just the halachot for today. Just real quick, let's do it. Yeah? Daf Yud Gimel. Hakore et shema velo kiven libo bepasuk rishon, shu shema Yisrael, lo yatza yedei chovato, vehashear, im lo kiven libo, yatza. אפילו היה קורא בתורה כדרכו ומגיע את הפרשיות האלו בעונת קריאה, יצא. והוא שכיוון ליבו בפסוק ראשון. So the Rambam is very clearly saying להלכה ולמעשה, what's the most important part of כוונה בקריאת שמה? פסוק ראשון. שולחן ערוך, says מרן, סימן סמך סעיפה. הקורא את שמה ולא כיוון ליבו בפסוק ראשון, שהוא שמע ישראל, לא יצא ידי חובתו. The Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Levush and the Magen Avraham. מרן זכרון וחיים יביא עומר פסקינס also, that the same thing extends to ברוך שם כבוד מלכותו לעולם ועד. If a person did not have כוונה in ברוך שם כבוד מלכותו לעולם ועד, even though that's not written in the Torah, לא יצא ידי חובת קריאת שמה בכלל. Therefore, a person needs to have... No, the Mishabura says it, and Maran Zichrono Berachah ratifies it. Now, she says, we don't hold like that, which we're going to see in a moment. Now, even according to that, but yes. והשאר, אם לא כיוון ליבו, אפילו היה קורא בתורה או מגיע פרשיות, האלו בעונת קריאת שמה יצא, והוא שכיוון ליבו בפסוק ראשון. Which means, as follows, according to Maran, okay, now what's the basic kavanah that you have to have by the first pasuk in Baruch Shem Kivon Mechuto? Certainly, the best kavanah is the words that you're saying, okay? However, the Mishnah Berurah says that the basic kavanah is that you have to have kavanah latzet yedei chovat kriyat shema. If you didn't have that kavanah latzet yedei chovat mitzvah, you're not yotze. The Elkut Yosef disagrees and he says the bedi'evet kavanah, the kavanah me'akevet et kriyat shema, is even less than that. Even if you didn't have kavanah to be yotze the mitzvah, as long as you had kavanah lekabel ol manchut shamayim bepasuk shema and Baruch Shem Kivod Mechuto Le'olam Va'ed, even if you didn't know what it meant, you're yotze the chova. But it's better to know the words that you're saying, at least for the first Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem Kivod Mechuto. Vayter, says the Rambam, Haya kore ufaga be'acherim, o pagu bo'acherim, im haya ben perek le'perek, פוסק ומתחיל ושואל שלום מישהו חייב בכבודו כגון שפגע באביו או רבו או מישהו גדול ממנו בחוכמה ומשיב שלום לכל אדם שנתן לו שלום. That's with regards, so that's Rabbi Yehuda by בין הפרקים. Says the Rambam, what about אמצע הפרקים? היה קורה באמצע הפרשה אינו פוסק ומתחיל לשאול אלא בשלום מישהו מתיירה ממנו כגון מלך או אנס וכיוצא בהן. According to the Rambam, what's מתיירה בהם? Like Rashi, which is what? Somebody that you are physically fearful of. Okay? אבל מישהו חייב בכבודו כגון אביו או רבו, אם נתן לו שלום תחילה, פוסיק ומשיב לו שלום, but you cannot greet him. Huh? Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah. But now, says the Shulchan Aruch a little bit different. Maran disagrees with this opinion. He says, בין הפרקים, שואל בשלום אדם נכבד, ומשיב שלום לכל אדם. ובאמצע, שואל בשלום מישהו ירא ממנו, and says the Shulchan Aruch, what מישהו ירא ממנו? כגון אביו, או רבו, או מישהו גדול ממנו בחוכמה, וכל שכן מלך או אנס. According to Maran, Shulchan Aruch, what's ירא? What's fear? Fear doesn't mean physical fear. It means reverence, mora. Like a father, that's Talmid Rabbi Yehuda hold like that. The other post can bring like that. So Maran paskins against the Rambam, against the Rashi on this pshat. Okay? Bechol shiken melech ha'anas, u'meshiv shalom le'adam nechbad, afilu be'emtza ha'pasuk, chutz mitpasuk shema Yisrael, u'baruch shem kibod malchuto le'olam ba'ed, shelo yafsik ba'em klal, im lo mipnei mi shiyare shemi yargenu. When's the only time you're allowed to be mafsik? In the middle of Shema and Baruch Shem? Death. Somebody who might kill you. Baiter. What's Ben Aprakim? Says the Rambam. Wow. Okay, we gotta move. Ve'elu en Ben Aprakim. We have 9:15 till 9:45, so you better make it. 9:15. Do me a favor. Okay? Rambam. Mamash, this shir is such a lesson for life that every moment, every second, every minute counts. This is life. Make no mistake. Every breath, no second comes back. It's over. You lost capitalizing on a moment, it's gone. Says the Rambam, ואלו הן בין הפרקים, בין ברכה ראשונה לשנייה, בין שנייה לשמה. Rambam's yartzeit, תראינו להתעורר. בין שנייה לשמה, בין שמה לבעיה עם שמוע, בין בעיה עם שמוע לביומר. בין הפרקים האלו שואל מפני הכבוד ומשיב שלום לכל אדם. אבל בין ביומר לאמת ויציב, הרי זה כאמצע הפרק ולא יפסיק אלא לשאול מפני העירה ולהשאיר מפני הכבוד. זוקת מרן, סמן סמך וב סעיף ה. ורמב"ם מנחות אבל writes that you don't have to make a ציון on the top of the grave of a חכם. Why? שדברי חכמים אלה זיכרונם. You don't need to put a monument on top of Chachamim because what's their monument? Their Divrei Torah. The Rambam wasn't a very big fan of going to visit Kivrei Tzadikim, and he was not a big fan of that at all. He says, you want to remember a Tzadik? You want to memorialize a Tzadik? A Chacham, what do you do? Learn his Torah. That's it. Vayter. So he says,
his monument is very popular.
Yeah. But what's ironic is that he wouldn't appreciate, instead of all the people coming to his grave, the Rambam would say, you want to mark my yard site, what do you do instead?
Learn my books.
If you want to go to his yard site and learn his books, זה דבר טוב. נה, שולחן ערוך. ואלו הן בין הפרקים. בין ברכה ראשונה לשניה, בין שנייה לשמע. בין שמע לויים שמוע. בין ויים שמוע לויומר. אבל בין ויומר אמת ויציג לא יפסיק, שלא יפסיק, שלא להפסיק בין השם לאמת, אלא יאמר, אני השם אלוקיכם, אמת. ואז יפסיק, כדין באמצע הפרק. אוקיי,
נה. חזן זה אמת.
Yeah, machloket. Our minhag is too. There is a machloket. Some say only Elohim. Some say emet also. Now, but he for sure has to go back and say Hashem Elokechem emet.
No, but according to the Ravadi, we should.
Yes, emet.
We should say it.
Should say emet. Weiter. Rambam. Ksut.
Huh? Some people don't.
It's a machloket. Ksut shel Avi, okay? Right. So he says, "Ksut shel pishtan, en matilin batchelet, ela osin alavan bilvad shel chutei pishtan, lo mipnei sheatzitzit nitchet mipnei sheatnes, ela gzera mitvrehem, shem itkaseh ba balayla shena zman chiv tzitzit, venimtza ogera lo ta'aseh be'et shein sha mitzvat aseh shechovat tzitzit bayom velo balayla shenemar ulitem oto bishat ri'iya besume chayev besisrit afal pi sheino ro'ei acherim ro'im oto shulchan aruch says nitchot tzitzit. We said layla is love zman tzitzit. Tremendous machloket. Rambam and Rosh. What does it mean that layla is not the zman of tzitzit? Are we talking about anything worn at the time of Laila? Or are we talking about clothing that is designated for Laila? Says the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Yudchet, Laila loves man tzitzitu. Din it miyuritim oto. Leha Rambam, kol ma shelovesh ba Laila patur. Afilu hum miyuchad layom. Uma shelovesh bayom chayab afilu miyuchad lalaila. Which means, according to the Rambam, it goes on what? Time of day. Time of day. If you're wearing daytime clothes at night, if you wear a talit gadol, arba kanfot, at night, according to the Rambam, no tzitzit. If you wear a four-cornered pajama during the day, says the Rambam, what's the halacha?
No,
yes, tzitzit. Now, ul harosh, ksut miyuchad lalaila, patur afilu lovsho bayom. Uksut miyuchad layom, valaila, chayav afilu lovsho balaila. According to the Rosh, it doesn't go by the time of day. It goes by what? It goes by
the
designation of the garment. You wear a night garment during the day, patur. You wear a day garment during the night, chayav. And therefore, leaves it as is.
What does the weekday mean?
Either on the time of day,
no,
or
according to, that,
according to the Rosh,
according to the second day,
Rosh. Yeah, Uritem, Gadim of day, Gadim of Uritem. So that means la halacha, we go both ways. Lechumra, if a person wants to put on a talit gadol at night, what do we say? You have to be choshesh lidaat Rosh and put on tzitzit. But if you're putting it on at night, do you make a bracha? Certainly not. Okay, right. Now, huh?
Sitting with the other side, wearing a night garment, a four-cornered garment.
Which means, certain times, let's say a person wants to put on a talit during the night. Yeah? Whatever it is. Let's say Lel Kippur, or Temanim put it on every Friday night. Let's say you miss Shkia, it's Pesh Shkia. According to the Rambam, can I put on this garment without tzitzit on, now that it's night? Yes. But according to the Rosh Mor Machmir, we say you have to put on tzitzit, but can I make a bracha? No. Sefek brachot le'akel. Hamit asek. Now, says the Rambam. Hamit asek b'tkiat shofar. להתלמד, לא יצא ידי חובתו. וכן השומע מן מתעסק לא יצא. נתכוון שומע לצאת ידי חובתו ולא נתכוון התוקע להוציאו, או שנתכוון התוקע להוציאו ולא נתכוון השומע לצאת, לא יצא ידי חובתו, עד שיתכוון שומע ומשמיע עשה זה רמב״ם, פסק הלכה, מצוות. צריכות כוונה. And so says מרן לשולחן ערוך, נא בהלכות שופר, במרן says בהלכות קריאת שמע. אין סימן סמך סי דלת. יש אומרים שאין מצוות צריכות כוונה, ויש אומרים שצריכות כוונה לצאת בעשיית אותה מצווה, וכן הלכה, עשה זמנן השולחן ערוך. And not only by קריאת שמה, by all מצוות, פסק הרמב״ם, and פסק מרן השולחן ערוך, זה מצוות צריכות כוונה. ויתר. Says, well, hold on, let's move. Says the Rambam, קורא אדם את שמע בכל לשון שיהיה מבינה, והקורא בכל לשון צריך להיזהר מדברי שיבוש שבאותו הלשון, ומדקדק באותו הלשון, כמו שמדקדק בלשון הקודש. Says the Ravid, כתב הרעבד, אין זה מקובל על הדעת, לפי שכל הלשונות פירוש הן, ומי ידקדק אחר פירושו. Which means, first of all, the Rambam holds like the Chachamim, that Kriyat Shema can be said in any language, but you have to make sure that in whatever language you read in Kriyat Shema, don't say shtuyot. Saying a precise translation, says the Ravid. How can you ever say a precise translation in any other language, which we're going to see soon? Says Maran Shulchan Aruch, Yachol likrota bechol lashon, v'izahen midivrei shibush shebeoto lashon, v'idakdek bo kmo bilshon hakodesh. Which means la'alacha, if a person wants to read Kriyat Shema in any other language that he understands, what's la'alacha? He may. However, says Maran, like the Rambam, you have to be tochna, right? So I said a good one. Yeah. Right. So now, right? Is that a thing? Right. So now,
Not that word. That word is right now.
Really? But is there such a nya?
Yes.
There is a thing. Is that like another letter?
Nya.
It's like pina colada.
Oh. No, but that's Spanish. Anyway. Okay, anyway, Bekitzer, Takshiv Tov, Mami. So now, the Mishnah brings down that that's Mikar Adin. But, however, according to, if a person wants to be Machmir, many Achronim say it's better not to say it in other languages, because in many languages, there aren't translations for certain words in Kriyat Shema. Or, for instance, Veshinantam. What does Veshinantam mean? And you shall teach? According to one Perush in the Gemara, it means and you shall be sharp. So, how do you translate it in English? Huh? There's no translation. Huh? Ha is the. So what? So because of that, many poskim say don't say it. Now, what's the halacha if a person doesn't understand Lashon HaKodesh and reads Kriyat Shema in Lashon HaKodesh? What's the halacha? Yatza dechova. So that's the advantage of reading Kriyat Shema in Lashon HaKodesh. Huh?
Who says that?
What? Manan. Now, as follows. Weiter. How long do we have? Uy. Okay. 9:15. Okay, one more halacha. Hakore Shema velo kiven libo bepasuk rishon shushma Israel lo yatzay dechovato. Vashear im lo kiven libo yatzah. Afilu haya kore b'Torah kederko magi at parushiot el be'onat akira yatzah. Vehu shekiven libo bepasuk rishon. Now says Maran, Hakore Shema velo kiven libo bepasuk rishon shushma Israel lo yatzay dechovato. Vashear im lo kiven. That's exactly what we just said now, which means you need pasuk rishon. La halacha ul maase we said you need pasuk rishon of Shema and Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuto. Ikar HaKavana, says Maran, Hu bepasuk rishon, Hilkach, Imkara velo kiven libo bepasuk rishon, Lo yatza yedei chovato. וחוזר וקורא. ואפילו למען דאמר מצוות נצרכות כוונה, מודה החי. You see what he says? יפה. Let's skip the next Rambam to see the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Shulchan Aruch. צריך להאריך בחטא של אחד כדי שימליך הקדוש ברוך הוא שמיים וארץ. A little bit. שלזה רומז החטוטרת שבאמצע הגג החטא. החטא is written out of what? Either a vav and a zayin or a zayin and a zayin. And it's connected on the top by a chatoteret. That's what it means. That what? Chet, Hashem, up top. Right? Remember, it's a triangle pointing up. It's pointing to Hashem Echad, right? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls the seven heavens and the earth. And then what? V'yarich b'dalet shel echad shi'ur shi'achshov HaKadosh Baruch Hu yachid ba'onamo u'moshel b'dalet ruchot ha'olam v'lo yarich yoter m'kshi'ur zeh. V'yesh nuhagim la'atot ha'rosh kifi ha'machshava ma'al ha'omata l'dalet ruchot. Okay, so now, he says, you have to be ma'arich b'dalet. How are you ma'arich b'dalet? If it's dalet the way the whole world says dalet, like you learned in kindergarten, gimel, dalet, hey, right? Dalet has one sound, d, right? But that's wrong. Dalet doesn't have one sound. It depends if it is dagush or afui. If it's dagush, it's d. Now imagine echad until you explode. Aval, that's not the pshat. What's the pshat? There's no dagesh in the dalet of echad. So therefore, what is it? What's the proper sound? La
lacha.
Tha.
Huh? Tha sound.
Not tha. Tha is tough. Dalet without a dagesh is the, like the English word the, th in the, and therefore now you would go echad, and over there that's the pshat. That's how you're able to be ma'arich kefi ha'halacha bagmara barambam uvashulachan aruch. Now, weiter. Huh? It's not supposed to have a dalet. Okay. Now, weiter. You understand? Pashtay. And not only in Echad, anytime you see...
TH sound.
Yeah, those who are wrong. Now, he says, Bekitzer... No. The.
It's a TH sound. TH sound.
No, TH, not... There's different words. TH as in this, as opposed to TH as in three. You understand? Not the. That's tough in Agdegusha. Welo thathuru, that's TH as in three. But Echad is TH as in the, this, them, and these. Okay? Now, that being said, right? Welcome to Ulpan. So now, as follows. Okay? Now, not only there, La Halacha also, with regards to any place, especially, where else do we have a very, very common word with a Dalet Refuya? Hashem's name, Rabotai. Hashem's name doesn't have a Dalet in the Dagesh. It's, what is it? It's not Donai. It's really Ah. The nine. That's the point it's supposed to be. That's the way, that's the proper way to pronounce Shem Hashem. Huh? You're Yotze, aval ze lo emet. Ha emet ve anachon, ze dalet refuya. Now, weiter.
All the time?
All the time. Now.
It doesn't change.
The middle of the word, it has
it's the same word.
Next time, the only time you would is when you see a Shem Hashem, okay, with a dot, with a dagesh in the dalet, which is never. Now, as follows. So, Pashtes, why do you look so shell-shocked?
Because the last part is...
It's okay, it's okay, it's all right. That's why we're here. We're here to learn. Vayter, says the Shulchan Aruch. Lo yachtof b'chet ve'lo yarif ba'alef. Don't chap the chet. And also, you're not supposed to be marich ba'alef at all. The Ra'avad says, why not to be marich ba'alef? Some people go, Echad. Echad sounds like the Hebrew word Echad, which means Hashem Elokei, Hashem is our God, Hashem is Chas v'Shalom, not one. So therefore, you're not ma'arich on the Aleph at all. Hashem Echad.
An Aleph with a Seder, you mean?
Aleph, not at all elongated. Chet, a little bit. And Dalet. No, not the. The. Now, as follows. Okay. טוב, נוהגים ליתן ידיהם על פניהם בקריאת פסוק ראשון כדי שלהסתכל בדבר אחר שמונעו מלך ואין. And like we said, the only time you really have to stop, the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam say, when's the only time you have to stop for קריאת שמה is when? If you're walking and saying קריאת שמה, שמה ישראל, אדוני אלוהינו, אדוני אחד, and then you can continue walking. Driving also?
Yeah. You're doing driving.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. Weiter. Okay, let's move on to the next part of the thing. Okay.